The Mechaber says, once again, to remind us, we are on Simen Tof Nun, Siv Gimel. And the Mechaber is telling us here that a Yisrael, just going to read the words of the Mechaber on top, a Yisrael Sheve'ena Yehudi, She'esh Lehem Tana B'Shutfis. A Goy is a partner with a Jew, and they own the oven. Oimer le'ini Yehudi, the Jew has to tell the non-Jew, koinim Pesach, before Pesach, tolato shel Pesach, v'niyet tol achakach. You take the profit from the week of Pesach, I will take the profit of the week achakach, after Pesach. This way the Jew is not benefiting from any Isser Hano on Pesach. So we started Sivkot Vav yesterday. Let's begin again from Sivkot Vav. V'niyet tol achakach. Yesh me'achoinim shekos, well, there are those achoinim that write that this only works, this stipulation that you make with the goy, that he should take the week of Pesach and you take the next week, that's the dafka kishoim eloi, that's only when you tell him, ani etol achakach, damim neger hakika shenatalta, that I will take, ani etol achakach, I will take afterwards the money, neger hakika shenatalta. The Jew says, I will take the value of the money that you make this week, I'll take for the next week. This approach, when you say, you know what, you're going to make, let's say, $50 worth, or let's make real numbers, $100 worth of profit from the chametz that you sell. So one approach, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that you tell the guy, you're the Jew, you tell the guy, you take the $1,000 worth of profit from the chametz for the week of Pesach, I will take $1,000 worth of chametz week after Pesach. And this way, you're not benefiting from the use of the oven. Okay, that's one approach. Oy demayri, or kishoymer loy, tolato shavua zu, you take this week, shal Pesach, esatanor, you take this week of Pesach, with the oven, bein yeboi, bein lo yeboi, v'ani etol shavua shalafaneo, o sh'achakach, ma'ashem zdamali. And you tell him, the week of Pesach, the profit margin is all yours. I will take the week before, or the week after. Okay. The zemut, this is also permissible. Once again, because you are not benefiting from the chametz on Pesach. The cholkin azman ve'in lezeh al zeklum, because you're dividing up the time, and you're not benefiting from the chametz. However, avol kishoymer loy, when you kishoymer loy tol ato hakikores mashiyeh bePesach bani etol kiskum ze achakach. However, now the Mishmur is saying, if you would tell him, you take the kikores, the actual kikores, tol ato hakikores mashiyeh bePesach, that which they produce, they benefit on Pesach, bani etol kiskum ze achakach. You, and then I'll take the amount of loaves of bread that you sell afterwards. Im kein hare nichalei bakikori shibetanor. Then if you tell him I want the 30 loaves of bread that go in the oven, I want to benefit from the 30 loaves of bread, that's a problem. Because then you're focusing on the oven. If you discuss the value of what's being made, in other words, not the loaves of bread from the oven, but how much the loaves of bread produce? What do they produce? $50, for example. Okay? That's fine. You could just focus on the money. The employee is dame lefois in the brackets, bepesach, betanuroi, loyitain loy haakum achar pesach, bezoich loy hatana. The Mishnah is telling us that imloyis dame lefois bepesach, if the non Jew would not bake on Pesach with this oven, then the guy would not pay the Jew. What the problem is, it shows that the oven still belongs to the Jew. If the oven is still belonging to the Jew during Pesach, that means the Jew is benefiting from the chametz on Pesach. And we have to make sure that when you give over the oven to the non-Jew, it's not yours over the week of Pesach. So you can't focus on the loaves of bread that are being baked in the oven. Elo shemachlifo yimaakum shutfoy. Rather, you switch the chametz with the guy, your partner, the ownership of the oven. Im kein harinene hu mechemsoi shev Pesach, you would be benefiting from the chametz on Pesach. Shetachas chelkoi sheyeshloi ba'isan kikaris ha'akum noisunloi es chelek kikarosov sheyeshloi b'shavua she'achar Pesach v'asim. Explains the Mishnah Brura that for, let's say, call it the 50 loaves of bread that are being baked in the oven during the week of Pesach, you are now going to get 50 loaves of bread that were baked in this oven. So what happens is, after Pesach, it turns out you're benefiting from the chametz that was baked on Pesach. How are you benefiting from the chametz that was baked on Pesach? Because for every loaf of bread that he bakes in that oven, you get a loaf of bread afterwards. Now, I just want to define something here. You'll ask me, but by the money, it's also you're benefiting, right? Right? So you're probably thinking about this. So a major difference is the actual chametz of the loaf of bread or the value of the loaf of bread, which is a step removed. So when it's already a step removed, right, here's a watch I'm holding. The watch is an item. The value of the watch is a step removed from the watch. So too, if it's the actual, if you make up beforehand, however amount of loaves of bread the guy will produce, if you focus on the loaves of bread, then I, the Jew, will also, he made 50 loaves of bread on Pesach, you get all those 50 loaves of bread for Pesach. But the next week, I get also 50 loaves of bread as a profit. That's a problem. That's a problem. Because now I'm benefiting from the loaves of bread that were baked on Pesach. But if it's the money, the two approaches we said so far, either you give him that whole week is yours, and I take the next week, that's not a problem. Or the money that's produced, I get the flip side of the money the next week. Okay? Now, when it's the money, it's not the actual loaf of bread.
Suppose.
Continue with the Mishnah Brura, the second to last line, at the end of the line. V'yesh she'oisrin afilu kishe'oimer loy. There are those that forbid this scenario that we just mentioned. Even when you tell them, v'ani etol achakach damim neged hakikaris shenatalta. Why? There are those who disagree with one of the approaches we just mentioned. There are those who disagree with the approach of saying, you know what? You make $500 this week, I will make $500 the next week. So if that was bothering you also, which I think it was, if I could read your mind, so I did a good job this time. Okay. So we said one of the heterim is that if the guy will produce a profit of $500, then the guy will say, okay, after Pesach, I will get $500 in the place because the week of Pesach, you made $500 from the chametz. We said that's permissible. There are other achrayim saying, no, that's not permissible because you are benefiting from the chametz. He made $500 during Pesach. So now you're making $500 after Pesach because he made the $500 on Pesach. So there's a machlekes with it. How do you, is that a good approach or not? Therefore, the eskemu, we're going to turn the page now, ha'achreinim, the nochoin lemaisa, what should a person do? You have an oven, you're a partner with a guy, and of course these halachas do come up, partnerships with goyim, okay? Sheyimkor la'akum hatanor, al shavua shel Pesach shiye legamri v'shusa. You should sell the oven. Sell the oven to the guy. If it's not your oven, then whatever he does with that oven during that week, in other words, whatever he produces, whatever benefit he gains, is not your gain, it's his gain. Once again, sheyimkor la'akum, you should sell the oven to the guy, la'akum hatanor, al shavua shel Pesach, the week of Pesach, shiye legamri v'shusa. It's totally his possession. And you should set up yiktsoiv, have a set amount mekach over zev. He told me menu adam mitchila koydim Pesach, and you should take the money from before Pesach. I'm renting. I'm selling you. I'm selling you this oven, just like you sell the chametz. You're selling him the oven before Pesach, and you get the money for it. But ze ain shum iser mashachol b'shavu azu Shabbos v'yomtiv. There's no concern in regards to any of the other days of Shabbos and Yom Tov if it goes into Havla, which We'll go further for now. Havlah is the word literally means swallowed up. That generally speaking, let's say, how is it that a Jewish waiter, how can he work on Shabbos? Ain't going to work on Saturday. That's what the song says, right? So he can't work on Shabbos. So how can he get paid for working on Shabbos? So one of the answers, the approach is that he has to set up the tables before Shabbos. He has to clean up after Shabbos. It's called Havlah, Schar Havlah. So it gets swallowed up. So what he's getting paid for is not the work he did on Shabbos. Of course, he wants to pay for that as well. But it's viewed in the halacha that he gets paid for the work he did before or after Shabbos. Simon Dalid in the Mechaber. Now, Simon Dalid, have to turn back in most editions to see the words of the Mechaber. Okay. In this case, you have like this. A Yisrael, a Jewish person, he has an oven. Turn the page now. Non-Jewish people bake in the Jewish oven on Pesach. It is forbidden even to receive money. Forget about the loaves of bread. But even the money that is produced from the baking in this oven on Pesach is forbidden. Now, let's just remind ourselves. Sif Gimel is when they're partners. Sif Dalet is the oven belongs to the Jew. There's no partners here. You are the sole owner of this oven. What happened was that the non-Jew baked in your oven. And he cannot pay you for using that oven because now you're benefiting from what? From Chametz. From Chametz on Pesach.
Yes.
It's not a gun if you're not a thief or anything like that. Yeah. You know, he's like, he coast is clear and he sticks a flower in, you know, and you distract the Jew while he's, it's only, you need 3 hours for it to bake, so, you know. The Havalei Mistake Bisura Heino. Why is this Asir? Because the Jew would be benefiting if the guy would give him money from Isuri Hano, from that which is forbidden on the Hano, the prophet, from Pesach. So that's the first part of the Mechaber. The case was, once again, a Jew has an oven, a non-Jew bakes in it. The Jew cannot benefit from any amount of money from the non-Jew from Pesach. What happens if the Jew already received the money? We're saying, l'chadchila, an ideal situation, the Jew should not keep that money. The Jew should not get that money. What happens if he received the money already? He's allowed to keep the money. Let's explain why. The Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Zayin, a non-Jew that bakes in the Jewish oven, Sif Katan Zayin, that's number 7 in English, V'alfu bayakum, umash madafilu b'loy shaloy b'yadiyas abaylam, chen kasu achroinim. So here, I don't want to say he was stealing, but here we're saying without the knowledge of the Jew. The point is that it goes so far, the halacha goes so far, that even if the Jew does not know he's benefiting, but at the end of the day he was benefiting, so then he is forbidden still to derive benefit from that money. Because at the end of the day, the Jew is still benefiting from chametz. Chametz was baked in this oven. He's getting money for it. He can't do that. Afilo mois, even the money is aser. Bekol shekein, even more so, Kikorais, the loaves of bread, of course, are forbidden. Mi oison sha'ofu the Pesach, the osel le kabel, from those that were baked on Pesach, it's forbidden for him to accept to receive those loaves of bread. Va'afilu la'achar Pesach, and even after Pesach. In other words, even after Pesach, those loaves of bread are forbidden for him to get because they were baked on Pesach and Schamish Shavu Pesach. It's osel b'hanon. Why is it forbidden? The Havalei Mistaker, the Jew is benefiting. The Aser Lechatchila Midrabanan, it's also Lechatchila Midrabanan, to receive B'chol Yisuri Hano, and all aspects of forbidden benefit. V'afilu Noisei Noi Hamois Koidem Pesach, Oy Achar Pesach, and even if the guy would give the Jew the money before Pesach, or after Pesach, it's still Aser. V'loi Domi L'Sif Gimel, it's not similar to Sif Gimel where we said that when there's a partnership, there are different ways of giving over the oven and then receiving profit from it. In Sif Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the oven, it was a partnership between the Jew and the guy. Because at the time when the guy is using this oven, the oven is totally belongs to who? To the guy. So therefore, the Jew is not benefiting. But here in Sif Dalid, the oven belongs to who? To the Jew. So he cannot benefit from it. Sif Kon Yud. Now we said in the end of Mechaber, we said that a Jew, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, if in an ex post facto scenario, Rabbi, where it happened, you received the money, mutli honis miham, you're allowed to derive benefit from that money. What's the case? The guy bakes in your oven when he's not supposed to, because as you would be deriving benefit from it. He gives you the money, you're allowed to derive benefit from that money. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the mistaker bisuri hano eini osa b'diev b'shum makom. To benefit, says the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Yud, from isuri hano, from forbidden hana's benefit, is not forbidden eini osa b'diev if it was done, b'di avad, if it was done, meaning that he gave you the money already, in any scenario. It's not forbidden. She'ein zu ze gufo shel chametz v'loy chalifa. Why not? Is this the actual chametz? Pretending my watch is a loaf of bread. Is this the actual chametz? The answer is no. Is this exchange for the chametz? No. I'm not exchanging, I'm not giving you money in exchange for the chametz. I'm giving you money for the usage or the fact that I used the oven. So it's stepped removed. It's not the actual chametz itself which is aser. Rak hamoyz ba, he explains very clearly, the money comes al de gram chametz, through the chametz. It's called, the money comes through. The money here is in existence because there was something called chametz in the world. The chametz is what brought about the money. That doesn't mean, so explains the Mishnah Berurah, in the Bidiyavid case, that the chametz will be, that the money will be aser. So we're saying, so you're asking a question. Avram Gadali is asking, but he's still benefiting indirectly. At the end of the day, listen, call what you want, he's still benefiting from the chametz. So the teretz is, since it's a derabanan of a knas, we're saying that what you're benefiting from is not the actual chametz or the exchange of the chametz, it's diluted.
It's the rental.
I'm sorry?
The rental of the use of the...
Well, he's not really renting it. I guess you could call it like that. Right. Retroactively, it's like he rented it. You're right. Right. Retroactively, it's like he rented it. Yeah. So he says, continues. There is one case that Chazal, sages, were strict when it's a derivative of the Isser. In what case is that? Wine. Which was used by the non-Jew, then we're more machmir. Why is that? Because mishum chumad avodah zarah, because of the severity of the iser of avodah zarah. That's where we're more machmir. Now, this whole case, v'chozeh bekibul mois, that's if you receive the money. Avalim nasnu loy ezek ikoris me kikoris shafu betanuroi, also loy honis mihem. What we just explained is in Sif Katan Yud so far, is that you're permitted to receive money. Now you're permitted, excuse me. If he gave you the money, you're permitted to keep the money and use it. Right? Like we said, ideally you're not allowed to get money for it. But if he gave it to you already, you're allowed to keep that money. But if he gives you loaves of bread, you can't keep that. That's the actual chametz that was baked on Pesach. The Zocha Behem Kikah Pesach. The Schar Tanuroi, like Ari was saying, the Schar, the Tanur of the oven, that he was renting it out retroactively, if it's normal to pay with loaves of bread, so here's a loaf of bread. Well, oh, this, what'd you make this? Oh, yesterday on Pesach. Can't take it. Because then, it's the good old classical case of chametz that belonged to a Jew, right? It's not that he longed, the chametz was really guys, but it was chametz of Lav Pesach because it was baked in the Jew's oven. He's benefiting from the chametz. Okay, we'll stop here for today.